5.6 magnitude earthquake rocked the area near Adak yesterday morning before the mid-afternoon eruption of Kasatochi volcano. The eruption sent an ash plume 35,000 feet into the air. Alaska Volcano Observatory scientist Chris Way Thomas says the eruption was preceded by volcanic tremors.
We just happened to notice a period of what's called volcanic tremor before we spotted ash plume. So the tremor signal is commonly associated with fluid migration, which is likely magma as it moves to the surface. So that was a pretty good indication to us that things were escalating rapidly.
Kasatochi has had no known historical eruptions, though it is covered in relatively young volcanic debris. The Volcano Observatory does not have any scientific instruments on the volcano itself and relies on seismic data from nearby islands. Poppy Benson with U.S. Fish and Wildlife says the two bird researchers who were stationed on Kasatochi were safely evacuated from the island by a fishing boat before it erupted. They have arrived safely on Adak Island. Current satellite data at AVO shows a continuous ash plume extending in a counterclockwise spiral for about 600 miles at about 45,000 feet. Since the ash emissions became continuous, the tremors recorded at Great Sitkin Volcano have declined. Scientists also noted a possible thermal anomaly, which suggests that the eruption is on land and not through an ocean vent. This is the third Aleutian volcano to erupt within a month. Akhmaq first erupted on July 12th, Mount Cleveland on July 21st. But Way Thomas says this is relatively normal.
You know, these are very active volcanic regions, and there's a lot of things going on. It's a very dynamic geologic region, so to have multiple eruptions, it's a bit unusual, but not out of the ordinary. I mean, it happens from time to time.
Currently, Kasatochi is at code red, Akhmaq is at orange, and Cleveland is at yellow. On Wednesday night, an earthquake rocked Unalaska. The epicenter of the quake was 51 miles southwest of Unalaska and 39 miles east-southeast of Akhmaq Volcano. Natasha Rupert, a seismologist with the Alaska Earthquake Information Center, says earthquakes of this magnitude are fairly common in the Aleutians.
There is maybe a 1 magnitude 5 or greater earthquake every couple of months in that area, but it's more or less common and expected.
Rupert says the earthquake did not occur close enough to Akhmaq to be linked. She says usually earthquakes do not trigger volcanic activity.
Normally, it's the other way around. As the magma starts moving in the crust in preparation for the eruption, it can cause earthquakes, and those can be small earthquakes or large earthquakes. It depends on how much magma is moving and where it's moving.
There is no unusual seismic activity at McCushion. A few smaller earthquakes in the Fox Island region followed the initial shake, but nothing has been felt since early Thursday morning. Rupert says usually large earthquakes are triggered within 24 hours of the initial quake. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.